On radio, online, and on digital radio. ABC Grandstand Digital.
And with more Asian Cup stuff to come later on in the program, we do catch up with Francis Leach. That is going to be the story of the week, dare I say, in the month, I think. But there is, of course, a world of sport out there. In fact, the NFL's just starting their playoff season now. That is probably one of the biggest of all of the sports, and not just for that middle halftime show. That
they don't do cricket over in North
not
America,
that
do they?
Checked. No. They have something similar, okay. Dare I say. But, you know, I probably shouldn't say that on any of these, should I? Well, that's already been said. We can't take it back. To get a little better look at this first weekend, this first round, this beginning of the playoff season, we've got Josh Y on the line, journalist. And you can hear him on the Woot and Y show. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing very well. Dare I say, in the grandstand office, there was a great amount of tension yesterday. People shouting, go Cowboys, mostly. And I went and had a look, and then I realised what was going on. It was the Dallas Cowboys. They were favourites going into this game, but they made a difficult work for themselves, didn't they? They had a huge comeback after, I think, halfway through the third quarter. They were well down on the Lions.
Yeah, they were favourites going into the game, obviously at home. The Lions actually got off to a good start. Matthew Stafford, who's sort of been holding them back all year, started off really well in the game. And the Detroit Lions had two double-digit leads at different points in that game and just could not put them away, and that's always been their trouble. And Tony Romo, as fantastic as he is, probably the most unfairly scrutinised player in the NFL. He's been great all year, and he led them to that win, and it was great.
What was it? I mean, as much as the Lions got a good start, and that's, you know, there's always two sides to sport, what was it for the Cowboys that let them down in those first two and a half quarters?
They just couldn't get that run game going with DeMarco Murray, which is what they've been doing all year, is they've been setting up play action through DeMarco Murray and controlling the clock, because we all know their defense isn't the best. And so sort of having the ball for a longer period of time helped them win games. And Detroit have the best run defense in the NFL, and they stopped DeMarco Murray. So, when you look at the score and the way it should have been, Detroit should have easily won that game. They hammered Tony Romo constantly. They sacked him, I think, five or six times. But they just could not put the game away.
As with most sports, the refereeing decision is always controversial in any series of ball sports or any sort of tennis match or the like. And again, we saw in this match, the comeback wasn't without controversy for the Dallas Cowboys. Refereeing was seen as having some sort of influence on the game. Did you see it as an unfortunate series of bad calls or just some emotional commentary of the match?
Look, I think Lions fans should feel hard done by. It was a tough call. It's probably one of the worst calls I've ever seen to pick the flag up and walk away with it. But as I've said before, they had two double-digit leads. You can't blame that on the refereeing. You could not put them away. You scored 3 points in the second half. You can't win games doing that.
It was the Cowboys' fifth win in a row now, I think, and they've been looking pretty fearsome for this first playoff series since 2009. They're up against second seeds, rather, the Green Bay Packers next in the divisional playoffs. Can this run continue, and where do you see them ending up in the grand scheme of this tournament?
It's going to be a tough game, and it's quite funny. The Packers are 8-0 at home. They haven't lost at home, but the Cowboys haven't lost away from home this year. So something's got to give between these two. And look, the Cowboys won that game without sort of a big game from DeMarco Murray and Dez Bryant. So if they both show up, they're every bit the chance. But the week off, I think, has been really good for the Packers, because the MVP of the season probably will be Aaron Rodgers, and he injured his calf in week 17. So the break will give him some much-needed rest.
Very much an unmovable object with an unstoppable force. See, that's the phrase, isn't it? Probably should have thought about that. Probably should have looked that one up. If we look at the other game, the Bengals versus the Colts, I mean, especially in non-US markets where we sort of boil the game down to something more simple because we've got, you know, all sorts of sports, we always love to talk about the quarterbacks as if they're the only players out there. But if you look at the statistics in the Indianapolis game, it would look like Andrew Luck was virtually the only player out there, actually. Such was his dominance. Will the Colts playoff campaign just be another luck show?
It's funny. The Colts, in the Peyton Manning era, built a team that just was relied on the quarterback. And then when he left, they vowed that they would change their ways and give their quarterback help. But it seems to always end up that it just relies on their quarterback. And Andrew Luck, if Andrew Luck has a good game, they're every bit the chance. But apart from that, they don't have much else going on. And that's my team. So I'm so hard for Andrew Luck right now. He had a sensational game That touchdown pass to Dante Moncrief, he was being pulled down and he managed to just perfect throw. It was beautiful.
The next huge battle for the Andrew Luck Colts, as we're dubbing it here, is the match between Peyton Manning's Broncos. Who do you see winning this Titanic duel?
I think Denver will win it. The thing with the Colts against Cincinnati is they didn't have any pressure from Cincinnati's defensive line. And so Luck had plenty of time to make plays. I don't think you'll have that much luxury against the Broncos coming up against Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware. Their defense is pretty good. So, but if, like, on his day, Andrew Luck can be the best quarterback in the NFL and he could get a sneaky win, but Peyton Manning is he's pretty good.
It's good to know that there's enough impartiality, even though you've given us your side to vote against.
At least you've declared it.
Yeah, and if we look towards some of the other divisional matches, the other two actually, we've got the Pats and the Ravens and then the Carolina Panthers and the Seattle Seahawks. What do you see going down those other two matches this coming weekend?
Well, Carolina got very lucky against Arizona that they got to face probably the worst quarterback to ever play in a playoff game, Ryan Lindley. So I think they weren't very impressive at all. I think they'll get eaten alive at Seattle. As for Baltimore, I think they're a real shot to beat New England. Of all the teams in the AFC, the Ravens match up the best with the Patriots, and they've got record there. If it went for a botched field goal from Billy Cundiff, they would have a perfect 3-0 record against the Patriots in Foxborough in the playoffs.
It'll be an interesting round. Of course, the playoffs, big news everywhere around the world as we build up to that Super Bowl at the very beginning of February. And we'll, you know, we'll be keeping the Indianapolis Colts in our thoughts for you, I think.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for joining us.
No worries, guys. Thanks.